Well, hey there. How are you doing today, sweetheart? No, honey. I need you to use your own words. And I need you to look me in the eyes when you talk to me. How about we try again? Eyes. Much better. Okay. Now let's try that again, but put some emotion in your voice. Say, Dr. Licorice, I had a good day. Why are you shaking your head like that? Did you not have a good day? The nurses told me you had a good day. You did music, and you love music. Oh, are you upset because they made you sing that song that you don't like? Part of being normal, like everyone else, is doing stuff that you don't like. Now, Dr. Licorice, I had a good day. Can you hear the thing that my voice is doing at the end there? Now you try it. Sweetie, we talked about this. If you want people to listen to what you're saying, you have to talk like a person and not like a robot. Now stop rocking. I mean it. Sit up straight. No, not like that. Let me just. Stop flinching away like you're expecting me to hit you. I know you don't like it when people touch you, but part of being a normal member of society is being touched. How about we practice some touches? You want to be seen as normal, don't you? You want to be accepted? You want to go to that show so badly, even though I've told you countless times that it would be way too loud and there would be way too many people? Okay, let's try an exercise. I'm gonna come out from behind my desk. I'm gonna sit on my desk, and you're gonna look in my eyes, and I'm going to put my hands on your shoulders. No, you are not stimming. Quiet hands. Nobody is gonna take you seriously if you're flapping your hands like that. Do you want to look normal? Now, look me in the eyes and talk to me. No, I'm not taking my hands off your shoulders. Part of being a functioning normal member of society is being touched. You want to be a functioning normal member of society, don't you? You don't want to live with your parents anymore, do you? Speaking of your parents, your mother said you wanted to shave your head. Now, why would you want to do that? You've got such lovely hair. Let me just. Tuck a piece of it behind your ear. Don't flinch when I come in to touch you. I want you to keep your eyes on me while I pet your hair. Do you understand? Good girl. Yes, keep the eye contact. I know you're uncomfortable with it, but part of being an adult is the rest of the world is uncomfortable sometimes. I'm sure you'll grow to enjoy it. See? I'm going to cup your cheek now. Yeah, see? It can't be that bad. Now, how about you give me a hug? I can see how much you hate this eye contact, and you can't keep eye contact while hugging me. Now, I'm going to open my arms up for you, and I want you to come to me. No? Well, I can give you a hug this way if you'd prefer. Yes, let's have a nice big hug. I'll just wrap my arms around you, give you a squeeze. What? Your mother says you like pressure. You told me you like your weighted blanket. So what do you have against me hugging you? Oh, you don't like how it feels when I breathe on your neck? I see. Why don't you like it? See, I can see your skin breaking out in goosebumps. That's generally a sign of something being enjoyable. That's how it works for everyone else. So, how about we try something different? Do you have anyone you're interested in? No, not the singer from your favorite band. Yes, I am aware that the band is your special interest. I do not care. about your special interest. If you want to hold a conversation with someone, it can't just be you prattling on about your special interest. If you want to be treated like an adult, you need to learn how to talk like an adult. Now tell me someone who you're attracted to. You don't know? How do you not know? Do you ever see someone and just want to touch them? No. No, not like that. That's just tactile stimming. Tactile stimming is not what normal people do. Now is it? Wanting to rub the fabric of someone's shirt between your fingers or see what someone's hair feels like, that's not what I'm talking about. For example, when I look at you, I want to put my hands on your breasts. I wonder how soft they would be, how heavy in my hands. I want to feel the warmth of your skin against my own. I want to taste your mouth or the soft skin of your neck. I want to suck on your nipples. Did you know that? Sometimes when you wear a tank top, I can see your nipples poking through the fabric of your shirt. I know you hate it when it's cold in here, but they're just cute, all hard and stiff like that. And your mother says that you refuse to wear bras. Why is that? You find them uncomfortable. I'm sorry, but if you want to be treated as an adult, you have to be dressed as an adult. If you walk around with your tits loose like that, people can do this. Now, I know you don't like how it feels when I'm touching your breasts, but this is just one of those things that normal people enjoy. So I'm just going to push your shirt up. There we go. See? You are enjoying this. Your nipples are hard, and you're squirming in your chair, pressing your thighs together. What if I just... No, stop that. Quiet hands. Quiet hands right now. People who are normal do things like this. Like let people suck on their nipples. You know, you're a very pretty girl. And if you just stopped acting autistic, people would treat you normally. Part of being a girl is letting men, like me, touch you like this. Eyes. Look at me in the eyes and repeat what I just said. No, not like that. You sound like a robot. Yes, Dr. Fitzgerald, I understand that this is how men touch women. Do better. Good girl. Very good. Now, let me just kiss you right here on the collar. Now tell me you like it. Yes, you do like it. Your body is clearly turned on, and I can smell your wet pussy from here. Normal girls like this. Now, do you touch yourself? No, not like that. I know you touch yourself when you take a bath or get dressed, but I meant, do you ever put your hands or... something else here. Quiet hands and give me your eyes. Yes, good girl. Now, do you ever touch yourself here? Because you're all wet. No, no, I don't think you wet your pants, don't worry. You're good with that, aren't you? You haven't had that kind of accident in at least a year, right? Yes, you're a very good girl. That's why I'm touching you like this, because you're a big girl, and this is the kind of thing that big girls do. Now, this is a very pretty skirt you're wearing today. Why are you wearing it? You like how it feels. What about how it feels? The way the hem dances across your soft, warm thighs. The way the skirt only barely hides your ass. I like seeing you in this dress. Seeing your long legs. And you're wearing... These are some old panties, aren't they? Your mother told me that you don't want to wear new ones. Why is that? Because you don't? That's not an answer, sweetheart. You're being obstinate. If you won't cooperate, I will take matters into my own hands. Oh, honey, don't start crying. They're just an old pair of panties. These are the same ones you had 3 years ago when I gave you your first medical exam. I know, they had those cartoon characters you like so much, but it's just a picture on the cloth. That is one sloppy, wet little pussy, isn't it? Let's just spread your legs a little wider. I want a better look. Normal girls like to be touched like this. If you want to be treated like a normal girl, you have to let me do this. There we go. Now, you're very wet, sweetheart. You're enjoying this, aren't you? No, keep your eyes on me, honey. Tell me you're enjoying this. No, not like this. Much better. Now ask me to put my finger in you. What do you mean, where? Right here. Have you ever put something inside of yourself before? No, eyes. If you're not making eye contact, I don't know if you're lying or not. You haven't? You sure? You're moving your hips an awful lot. And no, quiet hands. Keep your hands on your knees. What if I just curl my finger and then rub you right there? Quiet hands, I said. I will restrain you if I have to. And I'll tell your mother that you are being uncooperative. And you can kiss any hopes of going to that concert goodbye. Now, how about you give me a kiss? That's not so bad now, is it? I can tell you like my finger inside of you. You're squeezing it tightly, and you're pulling it deeper. What if I did this? You're saying you've never put anything inside of you? Not even the handle of your hairbrush? Normal girls experiment. Will I have to prescribe you something special to put in this sloppy little cunny? You're so wet. I'm going to keep rubbing your clit. I can tell how much you like this. You're going to come, aren't you? Yeah. Do it. Lift your hips up. Quiet hands, though. Normal people about to come don't flap their hands. Yes, you can hold on to the lapels of my jacket, I suppose. Just stop stimming on it. Yes, good girl. Come for me. Just like that. Just like that. There you go. Oh my. That was a lot of squirt. You definitely need to be masturbating more often if you're that pin-up. Now, remember when we talked about reciprocity? Yes, exactly. We're going to do that now. I put my fingers inside of you, and you had an orgasm. I'm going to put my penis inside of you, and I'm going to have an orgasm. Yes, that is fair. Reciprocity is very important, and that is something that normal people worry about. Now, if you want to stim, you can stim on my cock. Now, wrap your hand around my cock, move it up and down, just like that. There we go. Oh, yeah. A little softer. There you go. A little little slower. Nice, slow, soft strokes. Oh, yeah. That's so good. Oh, fuck. I think I'm nice and ready for your little cunny, don't you? Wow. Look at that sloppy mess. You really do like it, don't you? Good girl. I'm just going to line myself up. Let me pull you closer to the edge of your chair. Now, spread your legs a little wider, honey. Let me in. Now, let go of my cock. There you go. You want to hold on to my shoulders? Good girl. Now, eyes. Good girl. Look into my eyes as I push my cock into you. Oh, wow. You're tight. Ooh, this really is the first time you've done this ever, hmm? Oh, yeah. Good girl, moan for me. Let me just... Oh, God. I'm fully inside of you now. Tell me what it feels like. No, it's not the right word to describe this. Try again. Big. That's better. If you want people to think you're normal, you need to use normal words. So no, being fucked won't feel like dubstep. That makes no sense. Okay. I'm gonna fuck you now. Good girl. Quiet hands. If you want to hold on to my hair, you can hold on to my hair. But don't stem on it, or I'll tie them together with my tie. Do you understand? Good girl. Such a tight little cunt. Oh, let me lean down, kiss along your breasts. Push the neckline of your dress down lower. Let me kiss along your throat. And let me... Oh, yeah. Fuck, sweetheart. Yeah, you're getting those goosebumps again. Yeah, you love this. You fucking love this. I'm going to come in you. There we go. I'm going to come inside of your pussy. I'm going to come inside of your pussy. But you're on birth control. Your mother says your pills... Take your pills every morning. As far as the both of you know, that's exactly what it is, isn't it? Well... Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. How does that feel? Wet. Kind of squishy. Maybe you can stim with that later. There we go. Good girl. Since you did a good job, I'll think about telling your mother about letting you go to that show. But first, let's get you a little cleaned up, so we can set up an appointment for next week. No. Quiet hands. Good girl.